Hello and welcome to Heat the Box Gaming. Everything for your gaming news, deals, pizza toppings, you name it. Yeah. So on today's episode, we got some Dying Light 2 to talk about. That just released yesterday, and it's not going as well as people thought it would. We'll get back to that in just a minute. But until then, we're just going to talk about some deals really quick. There's not many left because the Lunar sales basically all ended, and the one on Greenman Gaming is ending very soon. So we're going back into a dead period of not many sales going on anything. So just to hit that really quick, Greenman Gaming, Lunar Sale, not great deals really. Steam had better ones, which is surprising because that usually never happens. However, if you still want God of War that just came out for PC about a couple weeks ago, it is still on sale. $41.49 USD dollar bills, 17% off. So if you're still looking for that perfection of a game, get it over on Greenman Gaming for cheaper than anywhere else. Also, you can still save on Elden Ring before that comes out later this month, I believe the 26th of February. And that's $50.39 USD. I know a lot of people are hyped about that, specifically you Dark Souls fans. I'm probably just going to pass on it because it's not really my thing. I've seen enough Dark Souls games to know I don't care. But for everyone else that is excited, I'm happy for you. Have a fucking fun time. Should be great for you. Elden Ring coming very, very soon, end of the month. So you have that to look forward to. Just a couple other last things before we leave Greenman Gaming behind. GTFO, I'm not telling you to get out, but that game's $31.99 over on GMG. I think it's on sale still for Steam, maybe not. Don't hold me to that. Monster Hunter Rise Standard Edition is $49.19. USD, of course. Greenman Gaming, that's all. Whatever on the rest. Outlast series is really cheap. Also, since we're going to circle back to Dying Light 2, Dying Light 1 Platinum Edition is only $12 on Greenman Gaming. So if you didn't play the first, you want to know what everyone's talking about, get the first one on greenmangaming.com. Otherwise, just dive right into 2. I think it takes place like 30 years after the first one anyway, so no one is likely to return from the first one, but I haven't played it yet, so I don't know the story. So, you never know. I'm sorry. I just totally lied. We're going to talk about something really quick. And it's basically like the sky is blue because it is that obvious of a thing. But because new intel was released, I need to talk about it. GTA 6 Grand Theft Auto series. The company released a statement earlier this week stating, quote, "With the unprecedented longevity of GTA 5, we know many of you have been asking us about the new entry in the Grand Theft Auto series. With every new project we embark on, our goal is always to significantly move beyond what we have previously delivered. And we are pleased to confirm that active development for the next entry in the Grand Theft Auto series is well underway." Rockstar further went into saying that, "We look forward to sharing more as soon as we are ready." So there you have it. News that's not really news at all. They are working on GTA 6. They seem like maybe they're pretty far in development, but who knows how much longer that has to go. It could release maybe as soon as 2023. So see you later. All right, back to Dying Light 2. Because that's why we're here. That's what we have to talk about. Game released yesterday, February 3rd. And it is having a lot of issues. And people aren't really saying good things about it in reviews. So one of the things that happened a few days prior to release, the company that makes Dying Light 2, Techland, added last minute Denuvo to the game, which is a controversial anti-tamper DRM technology. So why is that a bad thing? Well, typically in prior games that have released it, like Doom, that's the only one I can think of off the top of my head, but it lagged and brought the game down in performance, sometimes heavily. And not everybody trusted it either, but that's another topic. It isn't great to add, and the fact that they added it last minute is a little sketchy as fuck. I think most people probably wouldn't care. It is really slimy that they added it last minute, though, and they purposely left it out of all of the people who got to play it early, aka reviewers, etc. Basically everyone that was reviewing the game for purchase purposes, to inform you that the game is probably better than it actually is. And the other problem is that one of the leads over, or the CEO, stated a day or two ago not to play co-op because the saves corrupt. So you can't actually play co-op probably safely. So they're trying to steer you away from that part of the game, which is a huge feature. If you did happen to pre-order the game, that might be another thing looking into as well, because you were basically just swindled. So if you, well, it's too late to cancel a pre-order because it's already out, but if you want your money back, maybe try to get that if you feel deceived. All in all, though, I don't think it's a huge issue. As we know, AAA games all release buggy. In fact, most games release buggy at first release. So maybe you just want to wait for a little bit. Quite honestly, games go on sale pretty fast, pretty quick. So I wouldn't be too worried about it. Wait a month or two when the game's patched a little bit. Should be good. At the time of this review, so far on Steam, 9,000 people have rated this game mostly positive. So take that with a grain of salt. There's a lot of people that are enjoying the game, so there's probably a minority of people bitching about the game. If you enjoyed the first one, you should be right at home. It looks good, so hopefully it is. Hopefully we get around to playing it soon. Until then, if you do decide to get it, I hope you enjoy. If not, well, I'm sure you'll have other things to look forward to, like Elden Ring or something else later this month. So that's basically all we have to talk about Dying Light 2. Not a huge amount of stuff on it, but as far as other news, if you missed it last week, Sony purchased Bungie, which a lot of people thought was a rebuttal to Microsoft buying Activision. That is highly unlikely to be the case, just because these things tend to happen over time, so they probably were simultaneously doing it. Oh, that sounded kind of bad. Not sexually, you weirdos. But now we know that there's an arms race, essentially, for purchasing companies. Now, the amount of money Microsoft spent to buy Activision was roughly, I believe it was about $70 billion, and Sony spent about $3 billion. That is a huge difference. And that tells you Microsoft was buying a lot of properties with Activision, and Sony, we're not totally sure why they bought a company that only has rights to Destiny at this point. They do not have rights to Halo. That is all Microsoft and, what, 343 Studios? So then we have to ask, why would they buy a company that only has Destiny 1 and 2 and not really anything else? They do have a rumored game in development coming out in like 2 or 3 years. We don't know what that is yet, and there's no information, but they probably have something new. And then, of course, Destiny 3 at some point. So why'd they buy them? Maybe, probably not merchandise, but maybe for film, or what they've done, or other companies have done, is absorb the company into theirs to have them work on games that they're working on, or future projects. We saw this when Steam purchased the Firewatch team. That game was absorbed into Steam, and they further produced the game Half-Life Alyx. Something kind of akin to that. But that's just me spitballing. We don't know why they bought them. Honestly, it's probably not that big of a deal. Sony did mention they're probably going to buy other companies. That's the most logical move. Microsoft and Sony going to be buying up everybody. It's going to be a shit show. It's going to be a war of attrition. It's going to be terrible for everybody. And if you have one system and not the other, you're going to be fucked anally. Sorry, but you are. So hopefully we get away from this. I know it's not really doing any good for anybody. It's really just a dick battle with who's got the bigger cock. Microsoft going real hard to try to catch up. Because, yeah, Sony's always had the games, and Microsoft's basically had Halo, Gears, Forza. That'd be about it. And everything else is basically multi-platform. So they don't really have a lot. Sorry if you're an Xbox fan. That's kind of how it is. You can live in denial all you want, but there's not a lot there. Sony's been killing it for 2 generations at least. And that's really all we have to talk about today. That's pretty much it. So thank you for stepping on by and checking out Heat the Box Podcast. As always, check out our website. Check out our YouTube channel, Heat the Box. Happy gaming to all. And thank you again for stopping by. Have a great, great day. We'll see you next time on the Heat the Box Podcast.